Chapter 9 Sweet Sorrow.
"Tut, tut, you're a sorry sight, man," Will said to the bear's owner, "trying to sell an old tame bear to the fights. Well, I've been planning to write a play with a part for a bear, so take this money for him and be gone."
Will handed some gold coins to the bear's owner. The man's eyes grew wide. He laughed.
"You can have him,"
the man said, and he took off.
"Thank you, and good riddance," called Will.
Then he turned to Puck.
"Take our new player to the stables. Tell the actors they needn't be afraid of him. He's tamer than most of them."
"Come this way," Puck said. He put his arm around the bear and gently led him out from the trees.
"You'll love the stage, old man."
"Bye, Puck. Bye, Dan," said Annie.
Puck smiled and waved. The bear stared for a moment at Jack and Annie. He had a grateful look in his eyes. Then he lumbered off with Puck.
"Thanks, Will, for helping Dan," said Annie, "and for helping us."
"Thank you both for helping me," said Will. "You saved the day."
"The night, you mean," said Jack.
"Indeed, the night," said Will.
"Oh, here is your bag. You forgot it." He gave Jack his leather bag. Then he held up their two scrolls with their lines on them.
"And you can take these," said Will.
He handed them to Jack, and Jack put them in his bag.
"Where are you off to now?" said Will.
"The other side of London Bridge," said Annie.
"Ah, I can take you there in my boat," said Will. "Follow me."
Will led them along a dusty path toward the river. The last rays of the sun slanted through the trees. Soon they came to a small rowboat docked on the Thames.
"Climb in," said Will.
Jack, Annie, and Will climbed in. Will untied the boat from the dock. Then he began rowing across the river. The water reflected the purple and pink in the sky. Only a few white swans now glided over the shimmering ripples. The river smelled as bad as before, but Jack didn't mind now. He had grown used to it. Jack pulled out his notebook and pencil.
"What are you doing?" Will asked.
"I wanted to write some of my memories in my notebook," said Jack.
"Ah, and I'll note you both in my book of memory," said Will.
Jack smiled.
"I have a question, Will," said Annie. "Why does Queen Elizabeth have black teeth?"
"Too much sugar," said Will.
"I hope it doesn't make her feel bad, looking that way, I mean," said Annie.
"Oh, no, she's not the least hurt," said Will. "The Queen has no idea how she looks. She hasn't peeked in a good mirror for 20 years.
"Is that true?" said Annie.
"'Tis," said Will. "The Queen pretends to be young and beautiful, just as you pretended to be a boy, and the bear pretended to be an actor. You see, all the world's a stage."
Jack liked that idea. He wrote in his notebook, "All the world's a stage."